Army News, today's music, this is Garrison FM. I'm Chris Kay and I'm joined by Catterick Garrison Commander, Colonel Nick Millen. Hello, Colonel Nick.
Chris, good morning. Nice to be with you as always.
Thank you for sneaking up
on you this time, but there we are.
Yes, I wasn't expecting the visit today, but it's always welcome, absolutely. So, first of all, let's talk about antisocial behaviour. There has been some instances of this recently. What do you have to say about this?
Well, Chris, I mean, the first thing to say is that I think it's important that we do talk about it. We normally sort of talk about buoyant things, and I'm sure we'll do a bit of that as well. But we have had, and I know this was brought to your attention, so you're now asking me, there has been a degree of antisocial behaviour on the married quarter patches here in the garrison, one or two in particular. And I think the first point that I would make on this is that we all need to accept the military community, I sense of which is a good part of the listenership here, that this is a problem that is in-house. We have got groups of children who are regrettably, I say children, groups of young people who are regrettably behaving in such a way that it's making other people's lives uncomfortable. I'm pretty sure that it's pretty much happening on their own doorstep, but I know there's a little bit of sort of cross-patch movement so that people aren't quite doing it on their own doorstep. But I feel, and I should stress this is an observation, nothing else, that this is probably a function of boredom and not enough supervision. And therefore, what I would say to people listening to this is try and engage with the very real youth opportunities that are presented through the Army Welfare Services Community Support Programme, and indeed take as much ownership of what it is that one's own youth are doing so that they're not behaving in such a way that you would not want others to do to yourself. And then I think we can crack this. But I think it's important, too, for everyone to remember that, albeit we have a chain of command and all those other things, and I think we become very dependent upon that, actually, this is a matter for the police. It's as simple as that. Because when there is antisocial behaviour on a married quarters patch, it's no different to antisocial behaviour on any other estate in the country. This is a matter for the police. And therefore, report it, and report it on 101, I think, is the number off the top of my head.
Yep.
But in so doing, remember that the police's ability to respond to this, and rest assured, I am in routine engagement with the police here, their ability to respond to this is going to be set against their own resources, and albeit this is antisocial behaviour, we've got to remember that where does it score on the overall antisocial behaviour meter in terms of what other things are happening around the patch that North Yorkshire Police are responsible for. So it's homegrown, I'm pretty sure. It's about boredom and lack of supervision, I sense. Report it, because that's what needs to be done. But then remember that what can be done by the police is in accordance with what they've got to do. And I sense that brings it back round to where we started. It's homegrown. And therefore, I think the solution to this is internal, by engaging and taking forward the very real opportunities that we've got.
What I was going to say is, you mentioned the supervision, and I'm thinking, well, perhaps parents are kind of stretched at the moment because you might have only one parent around because of the deployment. So I don't know, next month, the month after, things improve.
Chris, let's be optimistic on that front for sure. And I know that parents are stretched, not just in terms of there's only half as many people around to look after the problem, but they're emotionally stretched, they're concerned, all those things are there. So I think there are factors in the background that contribute towards all of this. And I, too, am optimistic that when people come home, it will get better. But it does bring it back to this business of ownership. And I think we need to understand that this is a problem of our own making as a community, and that, therefore, the way to resolve it is by the community taking ownership of the issue and resolving it from within. It's a bit like the litter. We do our garrison clear-ups, and you always hear me saying that, you know, this is our own litter, so let's get it picked up.
Yeah.
These are our own people who are behaving in a way that is upsetting the wider community. It's a very small part of our own community, but rest assured, they belong to us, the people who are being antisocial. And therefore, I think that, albeit the police has got a really significant part to play in this, and report it, yes, report it, I keep coming back to the fact that I think this is something that we can and should be able to resolve ourselves just by applying the simple maxim of everybody behaving, you know, in a way that you would wish other people to behave around you. And it's quite straightforward. Because when you peel the layer off this, you sometimes find that some of the stuff that is being sort of not bigged up but talked about as antisocial behaviour, you get down to the bottom of it and you discover it's just something as simple as some idiot breaking a flower pot that's been put on someone else's doorstep. It's not a big event, particularly in the eyes of the police, but it is a big event in terms of the people who are sitting in that house, and it just reduces the quality of life for everyone. So it's there, it's a bit silly, let's try and get a hold of it and take it forward.
Absolutely. For now, Colonel Nick, thank you very much.
Chris, as always, good seeing you. Take care, God bless.